This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
What's next with U.S. regulators calling the biggest cryptocurrency platform an illegal exchange? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Cryptocurrency prices dropped sharply, with Bitcoin down another 3.8% now after the Securities and Exchange Commission announced yesterday it is suing the world's largest crypto exchange. Among the accusations against Binance, it allegedly mishandled customer funds. SEC Chair Gary Gensler said, quote, "The public should beware of investing on these unlawful platforms." Binance said in a statement that all user assets are safe. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more now on where the digital currency movement goes from here.
Gil Luria, a senior software analyst at D.A. Davidson, has been excited about crypto for a decade now. He says it's important to remember that many of these cryptocurrencies are just open source software, and it's not their fault that an exchange they're traded on is having legal problems.
The software doesn't know or care who uses them and who allows you to buy or sell those crypto assets through.
Luria says lawsuits like the one the SEC is bringing against Binance point to the need for more regulation around cryptocurrency. Amy Wall, who's written several books on taxation and crypto, says it's too good of an idea to go away.
The question is, can we make it serve us? Can we tame it to the point where it's controllable and people can rely on it?
But even if people feel like they can rely on the cryptocurrencies themselves, when the exchanges prove to be less than reliable, it means there are fewer places for these assets to be traded, which makes crypto a less attractive investment. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
And boy, did experts get it wrong, predicting the price of Apple's new headset unveiled at the big developers conference yesterday. They look like ski goggles and will offer a visual blend of virtual images with what's really out there. Advance opinion suggested maybe a $500 price point. Actual price for one of these Vision Pro rigs, $3,499 plus tax, about the same price as a fancy Mac Studio computer with 64 gigs of RAM and 4 terabytes of solid-state memory. An apples-to-apples comparison, surely.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Let's turn now to an area that is only set to grow no matter which way the economy cycles in the coming years, outer space. About a year ago, some of the biggest space players came together to form the Space Workforce 2030 program to bring diversity to the next generation of aerospace workers. Key part of this were companies like Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, and Boeing pledging to bring on 3,000 paid summer interns from a range of backgrounds through the remainder of this decade.
My name is Hunter Mack. I'll be interning at Aerospace Corporation for the second time. I'm at University of Texas at Austin getting my master's in electrical and computer engineering. Yeah, it was such an empowering experience to see people in very high positions that looked like me, people who were in charge and being leaders that looked like me, and having someone that I could talk to that understands my experience and like what it's like to be, you know, African-American in this space and listen to their stories and learn from them.
Joining us now is Steve Osakowicz, President and CEO of the Aerospace Corporation. It's a nonprofit that does technical analysis for the government and private sector. Good morning.
Thank you, David.
There's some big names attached to this initiative. Your company, I see SpaceX, Lockheed Martin, NASA Jet Propulsion Lab. How's it work? Lots of interns from minority backgrounds? That's the goal?
Yeah, today is literally the most exciting time to be in the space program. Everything from Webb Telescope, exploring Mars, it couldn't be more exciting. And the challenge that we have is we know that to maintain our ability to be innovative, we've got to have a more diverse workforce. So we decided as an industry, instead of competing for fixed talent, let's increase the pool of that talent and work together to make that happen. So yes, you're referring to one of our initiatives as part of doing this, which is a national space internship program where we're bringing in diverse students to have a great experience at our company and hopefully pursue a career.
At what level? The college level?
Yes, we have reached out and we, in our first year, we got over 1,000 students applying for the initiative. We are making sure that not only do we bring them in to have a great summer experience, but we're going to try to help them develop as a cohort. They get to know each other, to network with each other, hopefully inspire other students. And then the real test is, do we hire these students? Every year as an industry, we are reporting on metrics to show that we are making advances in terms of our technical workforce, the leadership at our companies, and we're making a difference at the universities and K-12.
You hear a pushback, some who might say, why not get your interns based on qualifications only and don't add identity to those qualifications?
Yeah, that's a false choice. There is no shortage of the highest quality students that are out there. The problem that we have is we are not reaching those high quality students who have more of a diverse background. That's what our effort needs to be, is to really go where those students are. But many often that these students, particularly with diverse backgrounds, don't necessarily see themselves as doing this kind of job. And so that's what this internship is about.
So have you had a cohort come through your particular company yet, or you'll see the first ones this summer?
As part of the National Space Internship, this is going to be the first summer that we're doing it. And what's nice about this coalition between the companies is we are sharing best practices. In fact, one of the things we're planning to do this summer is to have CEOs get on with virtual meetings with these students, talk about their careers, talk about their experiences, have these students meet with each other, take tours at our different companies so they can see some of the other exciting things that are going on.
Steve Isaacowitz, President and CEO of the Aerospace Corporation. Mr. Isaacowitz, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our producers are James Graham, Ollie Dalbert-Hansen, Ariana Rosas, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. Our senior producer is Meredith Gerritsen-Morby in New York. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.